unique New York.
Wait, why is it on?
What? Oh, Raph, put some trousers on.
Ah. Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Middle Child Syndrome podcast.
Every time you forget the Middle Child Syndrome, that's the name of our show. Yes. Our wonderful show, all about being a middle child.
And, yeah. So today we're going to be listing our top three 2020 highlights and our top I've got four. I'm a Mr. Smarty Pants.
I think I've got four as well. So we're going to do something really original today.
Oh, no, I've got 24 2020 ones.
Oh, okay. I think I've got four 2021 ones. 2021 ones? 1-1 2021 one. 1-1.
And I've only got two 2021 ones.
Two 2021 ones?
Yeah, there's two 2021 ones.
Excellent. So, yes, we're doing something super original. We're going to look back at the year that was and look ahead to the year that's about to be. Although, I guess, technically, it is the 1st of January as we record this, so it's the year that we're in now. We're in 2021. We're living in the future.
Yes.
It's astonishing. It's terrifying. And I'm quite sleepy about it. I feel so tired already for 2021.
Okay. So, can I go first?
Yes.
Right.
Well, technically you should go second because you're the middle child, right?
I don't care!
So what are you going to do? You're going to do...
First 2021.
2021 one or a
2021?
2021.
A 2021? Yes. Yes, my first 2021 one. Okay. This is my first 2021...
This is your first one for 2020?
Yes.
There you go.
It was the... release. It is the release of the PlayStation 5 mm-hmm. and the Xbox Series X and S.
Yeah, I thought that you were looking forward to those being cheaper in the future. Rather than...
No, I'm kind of looking forward to them now. I've changed it, so now they're...
So you're excited about the possibilities
that
it brings. And what is it about them that you're particularly excited about?
They look very fancy.
They do look quite
fancy. They look like... You could put them in your house and they'd be like, oh, that makes them very stylish. Oh, yeah, I paid £1 million for that and it doesn't actually work.
One of them looks like a fridge and one of them looks like it fell off a spaceship.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the PS5.
Oh, okay. Well, that looks like it fell off a spaceship.
Which is cool.
Well, I suppose.
Because we're living in the future, baby.
That is true. I feel like it should hover. Just hover the whole time. Just bring its own little gravity field.
It's
like
already a game console with remarkably good graphics.
That is true. Like, you get those pens that float. They're cool. I always wanted one of those. You ever seen those?
No.
It comes in, like, a little tray, and it's sort of like a little kind of triangular tray
mm-hmm.
in an inverted triangle, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then you've got the pen, and there's a little plastic bit at the end, and you... touch the pen to the thing, and there's magnets in the pen and there's magnets in the tray, so it just floats. It doesn't sit in the tray, it floats above.
That's cool.
And you can spin the end of it, and it's normally got like metallic-y stuff around.
They can't see your hands.
You're right, they can't see my hands. So you spin the pen around and it rotates, but it floats as it rotates.
That's cool.
I've been around since I was a kid. I've always thought they were awesome. I know it's just magnets. I know logically it's just magnets, but magic.
It's magnets, but it's also magic.
It's magnet magic.
Yes.
Magnetic.
Now it's your turn to go, Father.
Oh, okay. So I was going to say, for the thing I enjoyed about 2020, I mean, obviously it's been an incredibly...
rough year.
It's been a strange year, and there have been parts of it that have been difficult, challenging for a lot of people in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
In some ways, we've been quite fortunate in that we haven't been touched or affected too much by what's been going on with coronavirus. I've been working from home since the 12th of March or something like that. And I think, you know, that's been fine and all the rest. But I think the thing that I've enjoyed as a result of that is that I've got to spend a lot more time...
Yeah.
With my family, you know.
Like, we used to not really see you at all.
Yeah, that's true.
But every single time I got home from school, you were there.
Sometimes I even picked you up from school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, like, wouldn't usually happen that much. In fact, that really didn't happen at all that much.
No, I used and to then, be gone before you woke up and back just in time for bedtime most of the time, eh?
Yeah.
Or later.
Yeah, like, I never really got to see you, but now that's all thrown out the window.
Yeah.
And that was great, because I got to see you way more, which I like, because I like you.
I like you too. And I think that's the thing, so I've spent so much more time with you all, which I've loved, and I think it's going to change the way that I work probably forever. You know, I don't imagine I'll ever be going into London 5 days a week ever again.
No.
Just, you know, like my boss's boss, he was saying that he isn't planning on working in London 5 days a week again either. He might do one, he might do 2 days a week, but that's all he's planning on doing when things return to normal, you know, in Easter time. And he, you know, he's comfortable for any of us to do whatever he wants. If we want to be in the office 5 days a week, then go for it, whatever. If you don't, then don't. You know, as long as you're comfortable.
He sounds like a nice boss if he's just letting you do what you want.
Yeah, Peter's great. He's absolutely tremendous. He's one of those people that wants you to do the things that are required, and he doesn't necessarily want to meddle. So if you can prove that you're capable of doing the job, then he will be more than happy to let you crack on and do the job, and he will keep giving you things to do to move ahead and develop yourself. He's fantastic. He's great. Him and my boss, they're both very similar in that they just want you to make the most of your capabilities and abilities for their benefit, but for your own benefit as well, because you can move ahead.
That's a boss that I want. I don't want some boss that isn't very nice.
No, I don't want a butthead boss either. I've had butthead bosses, they are not fun.
If I could swear, then I'd say...
You can't swear. Don't swear.
Yeah, I know.
You can say butthead.
If I don't really want a butthead boss.
That took a really long time.
Yeah.
The thing is...
So let's just turn... But
they can't see your hands.
I know.
So what I was going to say is, when you have a bad boss, it's really difficult because you spend so much time at work and working. If the person you're working for makes your life difficult and miserable, then you become difficult and miserable. You know, I've worked in jobs in the last few years where I've worked for people who were just awful, just not good people.
What if they're watching this?
Well, that'd be impressive considering it's an audio podcast.
Or if they're listening to this.
Well, if they are listening, then, you know, I think I'd just like to say, Hannah, you are the worst boss I've ever had, and I think you should reconsider all of your life choices.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it, because we're in somewhere and you don't know our house.
Well, ha! Lindsay, Peter, thank you very much. You're fantastic. You make work a pleasure. Anyway, never mind. We got down a rabbit hole there. So,
yes.
In terms of things that we enjoyed about 2020, what else are we going to go for? Unless you want to mix it up and put in a...
No, I'm going to do... Let's do the 2020.
We've got a list. As you can see, I initialed R for yours and D for mine.
Okay.
And there's an R for you there.
They look like N's, but okay.
Okay.
So I have...
Wow, way to shame my handwriting. No judgments here.
I have also enjoyed playing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. And you're probably thinking, oh, that came out in, like, 2019. Why haven't you already got it? Because I had no money.
And we got it... Well, Raph got it for Christmas and has played it a little bit. Every day, many hours a day.
But the story mode is only like 3% completed.
Is it? But you've played it so much.
Yeah, the story mode's quite good. Big.
Wow.
It's a big roster as well.
So Raph got that on Christmas Day from a generous grandparent.
Yes.
And you have thoroughly enjoyed it?
Yes, very much enjoyed it.
And I've enjoyed it too. The problem is Raph is better at it than I am, which means when we play it together in the evenings or in the middle of the day or whenever we get the opportunity, I very often get my buttocks handed to me.
Yes.
On a smashed up platter of Smash Brothers characters.
Yes.
Even when I pick people that I feel like I'm quite good at, very often...
Who do you feel like you're good at, though?
Ryu.
Yes.
And Little Mac.
Yeah.
I'm alright at Captain Falcon as well.
Yeah. I am good at King Cable. King Dedede.
Wario.
Wario.
You love that bike he's got.
Yeah. And most of the heavies.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
I prefer quite speedy, fighty characters. I just like you prefer the big, beefy boys.
I just like the heavies. And Captain Falcon, because I literally can just go, Falcon, punch!
You can.
And it will send people flying off stage.
I mean, if you were to form a team, you'd have to call your team, like, the Thick Boys, because you like the Thick Boys. Yeah. Whenever we say we play as Captain Falcon, or we mention Captain Falcon, do you know what I think?
What?
When you were a little bit younger than you are now, not loads younger, but a little bit younger, and we would talk about Star Wars, and we would talk about the Millennium Falcon, you wouldn't call it the Millennium Falcon. You pronounced it the Millennium Falcoon, which is just delightful.
Mm. Oh, the perks of being young.
And we never could. What do you mean? Of, but you're still young. You're only 8.
Soon nearly to 9. Be 9.
Soon to be still 9. Oh, yeah, you're right. That's so much older. But yeah, it was delightful and adorable. Yes.
The Millennium Falcon.
Exactly right.
Like, if I was baby Captain Falcon, well, if I was smaller Captain Falcon, like child Captain Falcon, I'd go, Falcon Punch!
Exactly. It would be amazing. And then obviously your fiery fist would impact with my face and it would seem less adorable.
Yeah, but I'd have purple fire.
Okay.
Falcon Punch!
So yeah, Smash Brothers. It's been a big hit in 2020. Even if it's been it's not been a huge part of 2020, but the bits that has been part of, we've thoroughly enjoyed. Is it my turn now?
Yes.
Okay, so my next one is on a similar theme to what I said earlier about more time with the family. So summer. The summer we had in 2020 was blooming hot, and it went on for quite a long time, and we had so many days where we had the paddling pool out, the ice cream vans around.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
You know, we had a little the old water
all
fight.
All those times that we had the ice cream van, we just heard it and were like, the ice cream van has summoned us.
It called out like a siren song.
Yeah, like me and Stanley would usually be like, can we go to the ice cream van, please?
Yeah.
And you'd be, guys would be like,
no, never, never.
And you'd be like, fine, here's some money.
Absolutely. Oh, but the summer, I mean, obviously difficult with coronavirus, but the fact that I was at home and I got to enjoy the summer.
And ice cream.
And ice cream, but you know,
I think family more over ice cream.
Yeah, but you know, I got to take breaks from work and come outside and jump in the paddling pool or try and throw buckets of water out the second floor window into the garden and try and hit you guys when you're in the paddling pool and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. It was just, you know, we were in lockdown, so it was strange and difficult, but it sort of didn't matter as much because we could use the garden. It was a lovely day. We got to play outside on the field. We played American football.
Yeah,
do you remember
we
that?
Did. Yeah.
We played regular football, we played laser tag, because we got those laser tag guns, didn't we? We did all kinds of fun things, and I quite enjoyed that summer.
Yeah, it was. That was fun.
It was a fun summer.
All right. Next for me is, well, you bought this for you to play it, but I've played it more than you.
Yes, you have.
Like most things.
You have a lot more free time than I do.
You bought the Switch. I played it most.
Mm.
You bought the house. I played it.
Wait, the house plays games?
No. You bought...
the dog. Oh, no, I spent more time with Pepper.
Yeah, you do. You bought...
Anyway, what's your pick for 2020?
It was Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Oh, yeah.
The thing that you bought, and I played more.
It's a great package. 3 fantastic classic Mario games.
You've only played 2 of them, though.
I have. I still haven't played Sunshine. I just haven't got an opportunity.
If you do have an opportunity, I'd recommend it.
I predominantly got it because... Obviously, Mario 64 is great, wonderful, amazing game.
I've actually played it now, so I can say it's good, because it is.
But the thing I really got it for was Super Mario Galaxy. Love Super Mario Galaxy. Just an amazing game.
There's actually a Super Mario Galaxy 2.
I know that. I never played that one. Never had the opportunity.
I wonder if it's as good.
I don't know.
Sequels are usually like...
They're rarely better, aren't they?
Yeah. Like, sometimes they're like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's good. Like, because the Luigi's Mansion series, the first one, it's good. Second one, it's good. Third one.
Oh, you love the third one, right?
Yes. So, yeah. It's like, yeah.
But Super Mario Galaxy, just, I remember playing it for the first time and just being blown away by it. I thought it was amazing. Absolutely loved it. I mean, I love Super Mario Odyssey too.
Yeah, that's a good that one. That's
a great game. They're both fantastic. They're both wonderful. I mean, to be fair, all of the major Mario games that I've played have been just hugely enjoyable. They are a joyous experience.
Yeah, but sometimes,
apart from the odd hyper-frustrating controller-smashing bit where you don't quite make that jump, or when that boss just gets you and you've only got one health bar left, that's less thrilling.
Yeah, but sometimes some of like the other games, like Luigi's Mansion, like, yeah, that and Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, they're actually pretty good still. I haven't played the second, I haven't played Captain Toad Treasure Tracker, but I've played the demo. And it's decent.
But focusing on your pick, Super Mario 3D All-Stars.
Yes.
Why is that a highlight of 2020 for you?
Because it's good.
Okay, excellent. No one to argue with that.
And I like those games, because they're fun.
Which one have you played the most of?
It used to be Galaxy, but now I actually think it's 64.
Oh, okay, because you started with Sunshine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because I was like, ooh.
So, in case anyone wasn't sure, Super Mario 3D All-Stars is it's Super Mario 64, which has been remastered to look a bit shinier, Super Mario Sunshine, again, remastered to look a bit shinier, and Super Mario Galaxy, again, remastered to look a bit shinier.
Yeah.
All on one, one in one package, essentially. Yeah. And it's got all the soundtracks and stuff in there as well. So you can play those three classic Mario titles. Classic as in fantastic, not as in really, really old.
I'm not sure why they didn't put Super Mario 64 from the DS on there, because then you can play as like Wario and Yoshi and other and Luigi as well, and it's not all triangular.
Hey, that it's classic Mario 64, that was groundbreaking in my time.
Yeah, well, it did, like, you compare that to Mario 64. I mean, if you compare Mario 64 to Odyssey, you're like,
Yeah.
But I'm going to pick Super Mario Odyssey.
Well, that's fair enough, but I mean, if there was no Mario 64, there might not be a Mario Odyssey.
Yeah, that's actually true, because there's a Mario 64 costume that you can get in Mario Odyssey, and that's showing that Nintendo knows where their franchise really kicked up those sales.
I mean, it was amazing. It was one of the first, if not the first, fully 3D game. It had games before which were either that kind of top-down isometric view where, you know, you're at a slight angle and you're sort of looking down on things. And so it sort of is kind of like The Escapists. That's an isometric type view.
Yeah, but it's not 3D.
No, it's not 3D. So you'd have a bit of that, or you'd have games like Virtua Fighter, where there were 3D models, but it wasn't really a 3D game. So Mario 64 was one of the first games where you could rotate the camera all the way. It was a fully,
it stretched up, side, down, everywhere.
It was amazing. It was groundbreaking. And
do you remember the first moment where you saw Mario jump out of that pipe?
I do remember playing it the first time, but like, this is fantastic. I was never really a huge Mario fan. I had a Mega Drive, I had a Master System, I didn't really have a NES or a SNES, so I've not really played Mario a lot before. So I was used to like 2D Sonic games and stuff like that. You know, I was Streets of Rage, I was Street Fighter, and I was all 2D stuff. And then this 3D world, what?
I feel like the 2D Sonic's definitely better than the 3D Sonic.
Yeah, I don't think there's been a good 3D Sonic. I think the thing is, it's the speed of Sonic, you need to be on a linear platform.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have too many choices where to go because you're going really quick and you just need to be guided. And the problem with
the actual song is going fast. Na, 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 na. I can't sing it well. I can't sing most things well.
I don't know. There's a Sonic song. Is that a song?
Yeah, there's a song.
The first time you play that 3D Mario, it's just amazing.
I'm gonna guess your reaction. Was it like you bought it? You just bought it and you're like, oh my gosh, this is gonna be so cool. You press the play button, and then it's loading, and then there's the start, thing, and you're like, oh, it's going 3D head! Ah!
Something like that, yeah.
And then you press the go button, and then you pick your save file, and you're like, that's 3D! Then you press it.
Witchcraft. I just turned the console off and walked away.
Yeah. And then
Mom,
you see...
Mom, something's wrong!
And then you see it. The pipe... Wait, you see Lekatu going around the castle, and you're like, no... Oh. What is this witchcraft hammer? Obviously, you wouldn't do that because.
Didn't have a hammer. Just threw it out the window.
No, and then Lekatu stops and you see it. The pipe arises and Mario grips the top. Grips.
Sounds like a horror film.
No, he jumps out.
White gloved hands appear atop the pipe, then slowly emerges.
No, and then he stands there majestically.
It's-a me, Mario.
And he's blocky and square, but to him, it looks like Super Mario Odyssey.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Your reaction will be like...
Cool.
You'd be like, oh, wow, this is a work of art.
It was a work of art. So... Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great choice. I think it's fantastic. I think
yeah. If you get to play it, it is £50. So, I mean, most
three games. So,
I mean, yeah, that's a point. All those games, like if you wanted to play Super Mario Galaxy, you'd have to buy the Wii, which would cost like £100, and then you'd have to buy Super Mario Galaxy, which would also cost like £50 again. Mm. So
you could download 64 onto the Wii. That's how I played it most.
Oh.
I think I played it at a friend's house who had a Nintendo 64, but the only time I had it myself was when I downloaded it when I had a Wii.
Okay.
That sounds weird, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So my final pick for 2020 then, if I may, unless you want to go again?
Can I go? Because I've got quite a lot.
Yeah, you've got a couple more to do, haven't you?
I've got two more. So my other pick is Lego Mario. It's very good. I've recently got it for Christmas and I love it. I love configuring the courses because, like, I've built a bit where it's a big lava thing and there's some stepping stones. You can go and defeat the thwomp, get the P-switch, earn some more coins. Or you can do the speedrunner way and just blaze through it.
Mm.
It's a choice. Do you get more coins to try and beat your dad, or do you speedrun?
That's the thing. I guess you need to... So you connect it to your tablet and then it can keep track of how fast you've gone and how many coins you've got.
Yeah.
So you can sort of do, is it going to be a speed run or is it going to be about how many coins you collect and all that kind of stuff. But you can reconfigure the course and come up with your own things and add in new bits and pieces.
And if you get all the sets, you can create like a whole world, basically.
Yeah, that's pretty epic, isn't it? It's kind of fun.
You can create, like, you can have a box and in each box you could label it 1-1, 1-1, you could name it, what, W-1, W-2.
Oh, the world, that's what they have in Mario, isn't it?
And because and each course would be like 1-1, 1-2.
Super Mario World, that's what,
1-3. Yeah, that's what they do in the stuff.
I used to love on Super Mario World where you would go to that little map and you would walk Mario around the little map between levels. I really like that bit. It's my favourite bit of the game.
Yeah,
great choice. Lego Mario, a lot of fun.
Yeah,
lot of fun.
Like if you bought all the sets, you could be like, that's right, I spent £500 on these and it's amazing. Yeah, it is quite expensive though.
It's like
the new sets with the poison though. They look amazing.
Plus
like,
purple, big, it's yeah, a big plus yeah. for you.
Like those purple bits, I'm gonna use them in much more than Lego Mario.
Denying the Mario? Oh no.
What?
No, it's fine.
Can I use them in the, not Lego Mario?
Of course you can. You can use them for whatever you like. It's Lego after all.
Yeah. So, your turn.
So, my final one for 2020, though. Excuse me. So, my final one for 2020 is the launch of Disney Plus.
Oh,
so, that happened this year, just in time for the start of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Lockdown, really.
Which saved quite a lot of people from going mad.
Probably. So, it... I mean, I think it started in the US in 2019, but we only got it in the UK this year.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, it is fantastic. There's so much on there. All of the Marvel films, Star Wars films, which is, you know, not necessarily...
I mean, I
you got to catch up on the Star Wars films, which was cool, because you've not seen a lot of them before.
No.
So you watched the original three, didn't you?
Yeah. And I still need to watch the newer three, because I don't want to watch the middle three, because...
Not the best. Well, to be fair, the most recent three also weren't that great.
They're not very good.
But on a Star Wars related note, the other thing that was on Disney Plus, which has been fantastic, was The Mandalorian, which...
Yeah, and I've started watching that, and I'm like, yeah.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
This dude's OP.
So I've watched them all, and I suggested to Raph that we watch them together, so we've started watching them through.
And you've told me there's Richard Dayawadi.
Yeah, he does. He's the voice of a robot coming up soon.
Oh, cool. Where? In which episodes?
I can't remember. It's 5 or 6, maybe? Well, we're on episode 4 or 5, are we?
Yeah. So probably 6.
Yeah, probably. But
my favourite actor, probably, of most time is... my favourite actor is Richard Dayawadi, because he's just fun. I like him.
He is fun, I agree. But so the launch of Disney Plus, The Mandalorian... it's just been I've enjoyed it a lot. You know, we've made a lot of use of it. Your sister likes a lot of the things on there. We got to watch Frozen and Frozen 2 quite a number of times. And
I don't have enough fingers.
And there's the little short films as well.
Yeah, those are fun.
They are fun. And it's like they sort of, the people at Pixar get to like exercise their creativity and come up with these little short films, the Spark Shorts, I think they call
them.
But there's one most recently called Burrow, which we've watched, and it's just wonderful because there's so much detail in all of the pictures. Like, some of the scenes are like little works of art. As the rabbit burrows into other people's houses, there's loads of little details, and you can pause it and have a look. Like the rabbits in their thing, they've got like a picture of carrots on the wall, and they've got carrots cooking and all of this kind of stuff. And there's hedgehogs, and they've got various bits and pieces, and there's loads of stuff going on.
And then you told me there's a bit where he digs straight down. When you told me about that, I was like,
never,
this dude hasn't played Minecraft.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't think a bunny would play Minecraft.
No, probably not. But I saw it and was just like, oh, I better mention to Raph that they dug straight down, because he knows that you're not supposed to dig straight down.
Yeah. And I also want to add something.
You do?
To my 2021s, even though I've got...
Well, we haven't even started on 2021. We're half an hour and we haven't even started on 2021.
I'm going to add one more to my 2021s.
Oh my goodness.
So I've got two left now. and the second one, the one that I just came up with, is the release of Flemba 2.
Oh yeah.
Because I loved the first Flemba book. And James Marr, if you're watching this, then I am going to start reading Flemba 2 straight away. It is amazing. And Father Christmas gave it to me. And when I saw it, I was like, yes. This is gold. This is perfection.
Because you loved Flemba, didn't you?
Yeah,
you read
it
when we went to Wales.
It was like so good. It's probably one of the best books I've ever read.
Excellent.
It's cartoony. It's silly. It's funny. And it's just... Overall, it's just a great book. And it's 5 stars out of 5. 10 out of 10, 5 stars out of 5. I would totally recommend it. It's great. It's such a great book. And yes, credit to Jamie Smart, because he made a very good book.
Excellent. That's a heck of a review.
Yeah.
So what's your final one of 2020?
It's my idea that...
We've mentioned before. It was something that we came up with while we were doing homeschooling in Bath during the first lockdown.
It's a bit silly.
Is it silly?
I would say it's a tiny bit, because thinking about it, it's not exactly that easy.
It may not be easy, but nothing worth doing is easy.
No. I want to make dinosaurs again.
We've mentioned this before, I think, on the pod, haven't we?
And yes, I know this is going to be... It's basically like finding Netherite in Minecraft. It's luck. That's
it. Could be luck. It could be that you talk to the right people who have the right scientific knowledge and understanding and enable you to successfully recreate those dinos with the DNA.
Yeah, but first I actually need an island. and that island would be called Dinosaur Island.
How did you come up with that title?
I don't know. So, think Jurassic Park.
Yep. Or Jurassic World.
But me. Just what? Me.
See, now I'm thinking about your face on a T-Rex. Stomping around.
No. So, think Jurassic World and Jurassic Park, but it's owned by me.
Okay.
Rafferty.
Instead of Sir David Attenborough. No, Sir Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. Think.
Stop biting your nails.
Okay, think originality, but not originality.
Inspired by
Jurassic World and Jurassic Park.
But taken to new and exhilarating heights.
Yeah, like I've got different things in them.
Like an ice cream machine.
That sells ice cream, that sells dinosaur-shaped ice creams.
Ah, not dinosaur-flavoured ice cream. I don't want Stegosaurus.
No. Stegosaurus Sunday.
No. Stegosaurus Sunday, that's fine. No. You could do that because you could get bits of wafer and put it in the top like Stegosaurus
skin. Yeah. You've just given me an idea for when I'm, like, you've given me an idea for when I'm, like, 50 years older.
Yeah, we had some discussion about how old you would be, didn't we?
It's going to be quite hard.
It is going to be quite hard. So I think it's a great idea. And we spent so many days coming up with... We came up with rides, we came up with dinosaurs, we came up with accommodation, we came up with food and drink and all the rest, and we put it all down. We wrote it all down, but we didn't quite put it into a finished presentation. We might have to do that at some point.
You know, nah.
If the schools don't open, then maybe we'll do that. You know,
But like, I'm just going to use a presentation when I'm older. By then, having that paper will be really useful. So how are you going to make a presentation when there's holograms that you just press to open and then blah, the info is in front of you?
Well, because we can do the presentation and save it to the cloud and then it'll be there forever, whereas the paper might get lost or damaged or perish.
That is a good point.
Yes, I know.
So, yeah.
So, we were going to do 2020 and 2021 in one episode, but given that we've spent more than half an hour, just on 2020, I think we may have to make this a two-parter.
Yeah.
And wrapping up is we can reconvene tomorrow and do 2021 tomorrow.
Well, let's have two...
I think I hear your sister in the next room, so we may need to vacate the recording studio.
Okay.
The kitchen.
Maybe, maybe we could just do, maybe...
I tell you what, let's wrap this episode up by talking about how we felt 2021 was overall, whether we thought it was good, whether we thought it was
bad. I've got another idea. Why don't we give one of our other ones...
What, like a teaser?
Yes.
Let's do that, let's tease. So come back on the next episode where we'll be talking about...
Breath of the Wild 2.